Phoenix Audio presents.
The Phantom of Manhattan by Frederick Forsyth. One, The Confession of Antoinette Giry, Hospice of the Sisters of Charity of the Order of St. Vincent de Paul, Paris, September 1906.
There is a crack in the plaster of the ceiling far above my head, and close to it, a spider is creating a web. Strange to think the spider will outlive me, be here when I'm gone a few hours from now. Good luck, little spider, making a web to catch a fly to feed your babies. How did it come to this, that I, Antoinette Giry, at the age of 58, am lying on my back in a hospice for the people of Paris, run by the good sisters waiting to meet my maker? I do not think I have been a very good person. Not good like the sisters who clean up the endless mess bound by their oath of poverty, chastity, humility, and obedience. I could never have managed that. They have faith, you see. I was never able to have that faith. Is it time I learn it now? Probably. For I shall be gone before the night sky fills that small high window over there at the edge of my vision. I am here, I suppose, because I simply ran out of money. Well, almost. There is a little bag under my pillow which no one knows about, but that is for a special purpose. 40 years ago, I was a ballerina.